Hey, this is the podcast for my assignment. I'm here with Joe Martin. Thanks for coming on.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Jake.
And today we're going to be talking about one of the biggest music artists that everyone's probably heard of, Kanye West, and his impact pretty much on like society, I guess. When did you first discover Kanye?
You know, it was on a commercial. I was a little late to the Kanye game. So it wasn't until he had a commercial that was playing in between episodes of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia that it was flashing lights that got me. And then I just had to celebrate the man's entire catalog.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. So do you think his music's important to like cultures at all? And why?
I think it all bleeds into kind of how the culture is shaped, that music in a big part is that chance for more people to rally behind a common voice to kind of say, yes, yeah, we all believe in this. And so I think that especially Kanye, he's cocky, but he's always got this edge of you can do more, just ask for more. And this idea that you can kind of do it. He's motivational. So yeah,
he
big
is.
Impact on the culture.
I don't think cocky is that much of a bad thing when you're trying to influence people, because you're like, it shows confidence, you know.
And yeah,
so you're saying he has like a substantial impact on culture, like bigger than others, you think?
Bigger than what?
Like other artists or influencers?
I feel like in the music industry still, your level of influence can be correlated to the amount of money you earn.
Yeah,
I feel like the ones that rise up to the top are the ones that have the bigger voice because they're selling more music and they're getting that money back. So definitely, I think someone at his level has a lot of influence.
And outside of music too, he has his own shoe brand and he ran for president. So that's a thing. Do you think that has any influence outside of music?
What kind of influence? What do you think there?
Like, I guess shoes really don't like influence people or like change society at all, but like running for president, that kind of, what do you think about that?
I think it was making a statement.
Yeah.
That it was, yeah, no, I don't even know if that, because my whole thing there was, I didn't think it was Kanye's fight. Like, even if he was serious about running for president, like, don't run for president. You've done so much for Chicago already. Come back, do more for Chicago. Our city still needs help. Like, don't worry about trying to fix the whole U.S. Come help us still fix this city. And that if more artists, if more people started looking back local, I think we could get more done.
Yeah, I did the calculations. He got 0.0008% of the vote.
I mean, he can only go up. He can only go up next year or next 4 years.
You can only improve, I guess. So has he had any impact on your life personally, or like, do you listen to him personally?
I do. He was ranked as one of my top Spotify artists for the past 3 years in a row now.
Oh, did you see your 2020 Wrapped for Spotify?
I did. Yep. Yeah, that all came in.
Yeah.
So yeah, and he was right up there again. My most played song was a Kanye song this past year.
Oh yeah.
And then over the past 3 years, I've really gone down this little project of, can I take a hip hop song and still make it sound upbeat on the acoustic guitar? Cause I feel like people transition songs to acoustic and they make them all slow and mellow. And so like a lot of the versions that are out there of his music on acoustic is just slow. And so I've been messing with ways of, how do you keep it interesting? How do you keep some rhythm to it? And so it's been a fun little passion project to really dig into the lyrics and dig into what he's done at a deeper level.
That's awesome. Is there any other artists in the music industry that you think has a bigger impact than he does?
Phil Collins? No, I don't know. No, it's because the other one I feel like just kind of runs as his co-partner is kind of everything Chance has been doing in Chicago as well.
Yeah.
With his whole social work shy initiative, that they just both see those areas to help. And maybe it's just because that's what I look for and that's what I listen for. a kind of more of those local advocates as opposed to the big stage that I don't really know if I could even speak to how other artists are influencing.
True. More on music. Do you think lyrics should be taken seriously by people that listen to them? Do you think they should be like taken to heart?
Ooh.
Especially for Kanye.
In what way? What do you consider as taken literally?
Like, let's say another artist like Kendrick Lamar, he probably had a lot of change with his lyrics about like racial inequality. So that was taken seriously. And I feel like Kanye is really sarcastic in a lot of his lyrics. So I don't know. Do you think people would take him seriously?
I think you still have to, that sometimes we see music as music instead of seeing music as art. And it's kind of just like the difference between two different paintings trying to say the same thing. One just says it in one way. Another one says it in a different way that gets a different response. That you could even then kind of look at some of Kanye's lyrics and how they've been controversial. And like when he came out before his last album saying that slavery was a choice.
Yeah,
and that was then a lyric in the song. And you kind of saw like how it correlated back, that I think he goes for a little more of that shock and awe aspect from what he does as well.
I agree. Wow. Yeah. So overall, like, I think he has had a lot of impact, like in general on like his audience and other people outside. Can you think of a specific time, like music's impacted a culture or like a group of people?
I mean, we always go back to the Beatles. I feel like that's always kind of the easy one.
Yeah.
But then there was like the grunge movement of the 90s. And you've got kind of Kurt Cobain leading that charge there on stuff. And Kanye, I think he brought a different level to hip hop and rap. Like just making it more almost like commercially available. And he kind of knew he could do that. He saw where he fit in and kind of hit that angle to have that impact. But Spotify and digital music now, I feel like, has completely changed the game, because you get to this opportunity to hear so many other voices, so many other forms of art from these smaller artists, that I think the time of the mega rock star is starting to come to an end, hopefully.
Yeah, it's really...
I want someone who's big in Chicago, and then people travel to Chicago to see that artist. Instead of that artist traveling to go see people in different parts of the world. Like, be this badass artist who stays in your city, does amazing things, you're involved, you're helping to be a voice of change in your city, and not worry about just traveling around to play to the same audiences in different venues around the world. Just, fuck, stay home.
Wow. Well, we really glided through those questions. We already went through all of them, so... Thanks for a really quick interview coming on. It was really pretty.
I write succinct copy. I have to write in short sentences. I try and speak in them too.
Yeah, that was it.
All right. You got a sign off, right? Do you have a sign off for all your podcast listeners?
Yeah, all my huge audience I have. Thanks for coming and listening. And I'll see you in the next podcast, if there ever is one. Thank you. Goodbye.